last time I'll do this. Welcome to tonight's meeting of the Shore Acres City Council, Monday, May 15th, 2017, at 7 p.m. Mr. Stoll, would you take the roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowen.
Present.
Alderman Schnell. Mayor Sanford. Alderman Hoskins. Alderman Bowles.
Present.
We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. The only thing on the agenda tonight is item 2.0, which is business, which is consideration or approval of resolution number 2017-257, canvassing the votes of the municipal officers' election held on Saturday, May the 6th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to consider and approve resolution number 2017-257, canvassing the votes of the municipal officers' election held on Saturday, May 6th, 2017.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I don't think we need any discussion. Mr. Stoll, would you read this into the record?
Yes. There came to be considered returns of the election on May 6, 2017 for the purpose of electing the hereafter named officials. And if appearing from said returns duly and legally made that there were cast at the City of Shore Acres general election 382 valid and legal voter cast ballots, and that each of the candidates in said election received the following votes. Alderman at large, David Jennings, 270 votes. Kimberly Sanford, 75 votes. Nancy J. Schnell, 87 votes. Don Moses, 86 votes. Jerome McCowen, 253 votes. Alicia Ramos, which do you prefer?
Either way, fine.
Either way, 225 votes. Proposition 1, reauthorizing sales tax for street maintenance, 322 votes for, 39 votes against. Proposition 2, city manager form of government, 259 votes for, 100 votes against.
Let me finish it. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the City Council of the City of Shore Acres, State of Texas, that said election was duly called, that notice of said election was given in accordance with the law, that said election was held in accordance with the law, that David James Roma County and Felicia Ramos were duly elected to council as alderman at large. Said named persons are hereby declared duly elected to their offices, subject to the taking of those offices provided by the law of the State of Texas, and that said election was duly called, that notice of said election was given in accordance with the law, that said election was held in accordance with the law, that Proposition 1, Number 1, sales tax reauthorization passed, that Proposition Number 2, city manager form of government passed, and that it is further found and determined that in accordance with the order of this governing body, as the city secretary boasted, the written notice of the date, place, and subject of this meeting on the bulletin board located at City Hall, a place convenient to the public, said notice having been so posted and remaining posted continuously for at least 72 hours preceding the time of this meeting. Passed and approved this day of May 15th, 2017. Do we have any discussion for whatever reason?
No, sir.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Obviously, no one's opposed. So, the resolution 2017-27. Canvas of the vote of the Saturday, May 16, 2017 election passes and is official. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second by McCowen, second by Bowles. All those in favor, aye. Pass unanimously. We are adjourned.
Thank you all for coming out tonight.
Thank you.